Zance Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass Page.
It's good. It's good to say your name like you're bullying someone.
Yeah. Nah.
I'm Jackson Bailey. What are you going to do about it? Oh, no, Jackson Bailey. Ha 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 ha. That's my name. What now? And today we're going to be talking about cucumbers. Because I was eating a packet of cucumber Pringles just before.
What?
So it's on my mind.
Cucumbers are the driest wet taste I can think of, and I can't imagine putting that in a biscuit.
Yeah, what flavor? Like, I know what cucumber tastes like, but cucumber also tastes like nothing.
They taste just like cucumber. That's what they taste like.
Creepy. I'd hate that.
Yeah.
And they taste like, they taste like cucumber with what I assume is like just MSG, just like basic, like spicy, sweet flavors as well.
More flavor.
But mostly it's cucumber. Yeah,
that's surreal.
During lockdown, there's three Asian grocers near me that I won't stop going to the point where they know me, and it's bad. It's bad to be known in general, but I hate being known at this place because I go in and the guy looks at me, and it's not just like the look of a server looking at a customer; it's the look of someone who's like, "He's back." I hate it.
What's this white boy doing here?
He's like, he's back. But it doesn't even feel like that. It feels like he's like, here's this big weeb back in his pocky. And I'm like, no, I'm just like, I don't know. I like the sodas. Be nice to me. I don't know. It's terrible. But I love it because they have so much fun, interesting candy and sodas. So I suffer the gazes of everybody there just so I can get my sweet cucumber.
I once went to a KFC and the server greeted me with, oh, it's you again.
Oh, yeah, that's grim. It's bad to be known.
No.
It's bad to be known.
Yeah, I did want to kill myself that day.
Cause then you
And then I ordered a bucket of chicken for myself.
Of course, yeah. Wow.
That's
good.
I'm glad you did.
Because I think it's like you are aware that you're existing in someone else's life. I think that's what makes it bad for me. That guy sees me, recognizes me. Uh-oh. You want that, you're saying, Cass?
I want to go somewhere often enough that they know me. That sounds nice. It sounds like you build like a little community.
That's crazy. When you work as a server, having those people, maybe there's like one or two that you vibe with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the people who came in often when I worked as a server. They'd come in like on their day. They'd always get the same thing, and it was like, here they are.
They're back. Well, see, I think
them the special coffee. Yay.
The thing for me is to be honest, I don't think they dislike me, to be honest. I think that was goofing. That was gaffing and laughing.
That was little lols.
But I think they want to be more social with me than I ever do with them. And I think that's what turns me off. Because if I'm going for my allotted government walk, or shopping, headphones on, the Highwayman by Johnny Cash blaring in my ears.
Yeah, that's Jackson's time.
Exactly. And then I walk in and I see him mouth something, but I can't hear because I'm effectively deaf. And then I got to do this, pop a headphone off, and then he has to repeat it. And all of a sudden, what was just me going to get anime-themed candy or whatever has become an ordeal.
So you're wearing headphones in the shop.
Yeah. Will you take your headphones off when you go in a shop? I still want to hear music, even if I'm...
Yeah, I have. I keep my headphones.
It's vibe dependent. I feel rude if I wear headphones in a shop, but if it's a big shop and they've got a lot of people, I'm like, oh, they're not paying attention to me. But if it's only... Like, I don't want to be rude. Like, in the shopping centre main way...
they're not thinking about you.
Yeah. Although maybe the guys at my place are. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a rude boy.
Yeah.
If you're in the store, then people are looking at you because there's only one other customer and you're like, oh, sorry. Oh, I'll take a bite.
What do you imagine?
Why? They don't want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, what do you imagine they want with your unburdened ears? Like,
Jackson is describing a situation that you are saying doesn't exist to me. Why is it different rules for me? Jackson's situation is I go into a store and they talk to me, so I have to take my headphones off. And I'm like, well, I would take my headphones off before I go in. You guys are like, why? What kind of argument is this?
Fair call. Fair point.
Yeah. We just like to bully you. I just have to make sense.
My situation was bad, but you're bad for trying to live my situation. That's fair.
Jackson, I see your problem. I would try and avoid it so that I would be polite in that situation. You're like, that's fucked.
That's fucking weird.
That's weird. Why do you assume that in that situation people want to talk to you? The situation of people trying to talk to you. Don't be so up yourself.
That's baffling. Yeah, I don't.
People talking to you.
Yeah, Cass,
no one's
got
thinking
real big
of you.
Main character energy there.
In the situation where I'm going into a store that I think someone's going to try and talk to me, I'm gonna. I think I'm fine for arguing this.
What about this element of it? Okay, so. Yeah. There's a lot of different chips there, a lot of different sodas there, a lot of different candy.
I'm so jealous
there.
I want to go to this store.
It rules. Oh my God. Yesterday I went there, I got these cucumber chips, I got a thing of apple gummy candies, I got a melon soda, and a Starbucks tiramisu flavored frappuccino in a glass. Like a glass bottle. It was crazy.
All of those things sound good except the cucumber chips.
Yeah, no, I agree. I want all of them.
Yeah.
I'm miffed this isn't in within my 5Ks.
Yeah. When we go back into the studio, can you start bringing snacks in?
I will. I'll start bringing in fun.
Because we've got the little snack box at work where everyone very kindly donates snack things to the snack box.
About the snack box for our listeners. Yeah. Snack box came about because I wanted a little chocolate and then I realized I could just buy a lot of little chocolates and then I bought so many that the man was like, do you want a box for these? And
that
I was like,
rules.
Yeah.
Actually, I really do.
That would be great,
very
actually.
Helpful.
I went to say no and then I was like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, like, I'm saying no out of instinct, but actually if I think about it for a second, I definitely want a box.
Yeah. Well, even though the milk bar is like three shops down. Yeah. Because I was with Cass at this beautiful time.
Yeah.
And I could see her thinking about it. And she's like, no, I'll just carry it. And I was like, with what hands? Like, there's so much candy.
It was so close, but that's the thing. I bought that many chockies.
That much. Yeah.
I love seeing what people bring into the little snack box. Well,
if I'm allowed to bring in candy to the little snack box, it's going to be cucumber-flavored chips. I also bought beer-flavored chips the other day.
Can we drive after taking
the... I don't think there's any alcohol in them, but they did make me feel sick, so I don't know what's going on there.
I think you're just allergic to hops.
Yeah, I think I must be.
Yeah.
But I ate way too many of them, considering that.
Okay, maybe you just ate a whole bag of chips.
But I ate this whole bag of cucumber chips before recording this, and I feel
fine. And he feels refreshed!
Hey, exactly! It's like having a cool glass of cucumber water. But here's the trick. When I first went in, it was like a world of like, there's so much choice, right? So I like bought like some banana choc Kit Kats and then like a fun, you know, soda. But slowly my choices have whittled down where I will get a packet of chips, two drinks, and a candy. And the guy is starting to know what I like. I don't like that because I get the same drink again. And in my head, I'm like, he's thinking he likes this drink. And for reasons absolutely beyond me, that's embarrassing.
Oh my goodness. No, I have been, you've just reminded me, I have been to a store where they know what I like. It was the lolly shop at uni.
Yeah.
And I would always get the same thing while I was studying. And that would be a big bag of sweet and salt popcorn, a big block of 90% chocolate, and like a soda water or a kombucha. I think it was a kombucha at this stage.
Yeah. Ooh, and from the candy store.
Yeah, and the guy would be like, you are healthy. And I was like, no, not in the way I'm going to eat these, sir. Like this, the way in which I am going to, this is now, all of this will be gone.
This is for a second after I get out of the shop. So did you...
That candy guy just would have experienced the best of uni life.
Oh, he would.
Because everyone just would have... Because I know that the same dude, every morning that I had a morning class, I would rock up and I would go straight there at like 7:30, 8 a.m. in the morning. I would get a packet of light and tangy chips.
Yeah.
And a blue V. That was my breakfast.
I just love that in like contrast to Cass's one. It's really good.
Well, I remember going in there.
That's why he was like, oh, look at this healthy girl.
Yeah, well, he had all the imported lollies. So I'd go in there, like everyone goes in there the first time, they're like, milk dud. And like you just you splurge. They had the little Snickers that were full of peanut butter instead of peanuts, and the peanut butter M&Ms, and milk does Junior Mints. All of I've tried Big Reds from there. Mm-hmm. Everything was in there. They had a DDR machine. It was a great area to be.
I miss the DDR machine so much.
Oh my God.
Jackson, all you did for the first year of uni was drink Jones soda.
Yeah, I did. I drank so much Jones soda.
You went through every flavor of Jones soda.
Yeah.
And then I also went through every flavor of John Soda just because I was there with you. But then we also got Ulladeg, which I love.
Ulladeg's good.
Ulladeg, it's Turkey's favorite soft drink.
For a reason, too. It's delicious.
They know what they're talking about.
Because it tastes like fruit tingles.
Yeah.
I really do miss like picking up a HSP with you guys and they're like free can with HSP. And they're like, well, there's only one choice for me.
Let's get a deg.
Let's get that Ulladeg. Yeah, wow. Those are some classic Sans Pants days.
Yes. Some memories from 10 years ago.
And then send you home with your little free Turkish delights. You're like, oh, thank you.
That's right. Oh, my God. Free Turkish delight.
God, that was a great... Does that shop still...
No, I don't think so. I think it's a fancy Italian place now.
Yeah, it's a fancy Italian
place. Oh, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
That we can't afford to eat at.
Yeah.
No.
It's not for us.
But there's a good HSP truck near work now.
Oh, that's good. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. I haven't had HSP little van. In ages.
Maybe. Well, that's because you haven't been at work for a late night.
Yeah,
in
that's
a while.
True. That's true. I go home.
Because I've been rocking up for a lot of late night shifts recently, and just Jackson's been walking out the door.
Yeah, that does happen often.
Like, time to go home. I'm done my 9 to 5. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to be here till midnight just destroying this studio.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Time to catch a train home. Man.
Yeah, you're like, time to go see my spouse and live my normal 9 to 5 life. I love you guys. I refuse to stay here any later than I legally have to.
It is such a funny thing that happened to me the moment I moved. Because I used to live in the studio. I used to live in this garagecarboy.com. Ha ha.
Carboy, brains and engine.
Oh, yeah. Balls are wheels or whatever. But the moment I moved out, I just started doing, it hits 5 p.m. and I'm like, well, see you around. Home to my wife for a cooked dinner and watching TV. Oh, yeah. How nice. Me and my partner, during lockdown, we have been watching The Simpsons. And
good choice.
We're in season 18.
Oh, my God.
It's been a real trip. Like, this does not need to be said, but I recommend rewatching The Simpsons because you start to notice so many baffling patterns between seasons, between showrunners. It's fascinating. It's consumed me. like, why did Lenny and Carl never date at any point? Please.
There's one episode where they're in the background holding hands.
They are absolutely lovers or were lovers.
Yeah, they're lovers in the nighttime. And there's one episode where they're in the background just like casual, like holding, like in a really romantic moment and they start holding hands.
See, that's good. They should have
leaned in. But it's not, they don't lean in anymore.
Ruth Powers, who was the friend that Marge got in that episode that parodied
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. Why did she not stick around? She would have made a great foil to Marge over the course of the season. Marge's best friend, but whereas Marge is kind of like a goofy mom, Ruth Powers is kind of like a cool rebel. They should have been friends. Then we could have got some great Marge-centric episodes, but it never happened. And
no,
it
they make
kills
Marge
me.
Sad.
They do. Just,
they constantly make Marge,
Marge
sad.
Marge gets
is
so depressing.
Oh, I remember as a kid watching the show being like, this mom puts up with a lot. I don't, and with my child mind being like, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
But I don't have any language or real world experience to express why.
Yeah,
but I don't like it.
Another thing I've noticed, and this has only happened in the last like 3 seasons, me and my partner have both picked up on this, way more fucking between Homer and Marge.
They're horny.
Way more. It's ramped right the fuck up. And Marge is instigating like 90% of the time. She is horny for Homer for some reason these last 3 to 4 seasons. I don't know what's going on there.
I think they need to, weirdly enough, they did need to make it really clear that she genuinely really loves and is horny for Homer because of why else is she around?
I suppose
why
you're right.
is she
yeah.
sticking
like
around?
At a certain point, especially as it goes on, you're like, she's put up with a, like, why is not divorce happened yet? Like, Jesus.
Like, there was that episode where, like, there are so many episodes where they almost cheat on each other.
Mm.
And there's that episode where Marge almost cheats on Homer and she's with someone who makes her feel really special and really loved and which she clearly doesn't get at home.
No.
And then the only things that stops her is as she's driving to have the affair, she sees a lot of, like, signage about couples staying together. It's not about, oh, remember how much you love your husband? Yeah, I do love him. It's like, hey, remember how marriage is a contract? She's like, yeah. Oh, I would feel bad about doing that. It had nothing to do with her being like, you know what? No, I love my husband. I'm not going to do this. It was all like, hey, maybe don't do this because it's not allowed. And she's like, good point. There is something to be said about it's just that thing of when you stay in anything for the sake of loyalty, I think that's weird as hell.
Oh, yeah,
because
for sure.
If you're at a situation at any stage in any kind of relationship or whatever in your life, and you're like, well, I'll stay because loyalty, you're like,
yeah.
So that means there's no other reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked.
The reason you're staying is because you're staying, basically.
Yeah. I'll stay because staying has a word.
Yeah.
There's a word for staying when you don't want to. And I'm going to use that word. And it, for whatever reason, it is really celebrated.
Yeah. What about that episode where Marge and Homer nearly break up? Homer does something. He's a ragamuffin, so he fucks up somehow.
Yeah, gotcha.
And he lives in the treehouse. And then... He comes back and he's like, he's fucked up for not having been with Marge for so long. Like, he doesn't know how to take care of himself. And he's like, I figured it out, Marge. The one thing I can give you that no other human being can, I need you. I will die if I'm not with you. And Marge is like, that is pretty good. And they get back together. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you know what I can give you that no one else can? Responsibility and guilt. Here is my gift to you as a husband.
But it's great to watch The Simpsons and see it slowly get significantly worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's great. It's been a real delight. At first we were just enjoying it, but now we're through the looking glass and we're like, what is happening to this show?
And you're committed. You're like, I gotta power through at this point. I've watched 18 seasons. I might as well watch the other 12.
And what keeps happening to us is we'll be like, it's so bad. We're like, this season sucks. And then they'll make a reference to the year, and it'll be like 2006, and we'll be like, it's still going today. So like how much worse could it get? But I guess the answer is a lot.
I do know a weird fact just before we move on.
Please.
I know that I think at the end of season 23, the Fox who owns it was like, I think we're going to end The Simpsons. Like,
the Fox who owns it.
I'm in charge of this business, but I am a fox. There's no way to express that vocally.
Oh, I thought you were being the fox walking into a board meeting and being like,
yeah, but that was...
Any questions?
Just,
I am a fox. Yes, get it out of your system. Okay.
I'm the fox who's in charge of Fox.
Yeah.
Why else would you think we'd name this?
Exactly.
This is really fun. Yeah. I get it. Ha, ha, ha. But I do have an MBA.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get down to business, all right?
Master of Bunny Annihilation. Don't bring a rabbit into the office.
So the Fox who owned Fox said, like, well, we're gonna just finish out this season and we're gonna end it. And so they were either at the end of season 23 or they just started season 24. And so all the voice actors were like, well, we'll take a really dramatic pay cut to do one more season.
Yeah.
And then we'll end on 25. And that's a nice kind of even-ish number that they were like, you know, nice round. We did 25 seasons of The Simpsons. And so they took the pay cut and then apparently season 25's quite good.
Oh, no.
And so then they got renewed for a bunch more years. And I think now they're on season 29 or 30 at this point.
35, I think they are.
35.
Jeez. I think it's season 35, yeah. I'll double check that.
That was,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was a hot minute ago that this memory is from.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Is it working on one season per year or is it doing the American seasons where you can have two seasons in a year?
They do it
over our summer is their winter.
Yeah.
So every season is over 2 years, but it starts in like October.
Sorry, no, 32 one seasons.
Season per,
32 seasons.
Yeah.
So one season per 365 days. In the space of, okay.
Yeah. So it just is divided weird because their summer's in the middle of the year. So they just stop for 3 months.
Yeah.
Which is not fair.
Cass, you've got such a beautiful light situation going on your face. We can barely see you, but we can see beautiful halos.
Yeah, beautiful
there
light.
Are spectrums bursting in through the window.
Coming. It's spectacular. Do you guys like cucumbers, you cucumber people?
Oh my god, no. Hate them so much.
They're so
wow. That's a lot
They're disgusting. I do like them in tzatziki and in pickle. When
yes.
they're
a pickle, love a pickle, delicious. A tzatzik, delicious. I'm with Cass on those one. Yep. Otherwise, they're too wet and crunchy simultaneously, and I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
The flavor for me is feral, and what I hate personally, if I have a drink that has a cucumber in it, I have to take the cucumber out.
Well, see, because I was gonna ask
before it leaches in too much, because it's atrocious.
Because something I love doing is getting a bottle of a tonic water, getting a cucumber, chopping up the cucumber, putting it in the tonic water, drinking cucumbery tonic water, and then the cucumber is tingly when you eat it.
That does sound like a fun experience. And I, like,
bless you.
Mm. Having tasted a cucumber, I'm aware that it's refreshing. And I would love to be able to, like, the idea of being hot on a summer's day and just hoeing into a cucumber, like, full hog. Mm. That sounds great. Because I do that with, I do that with watermelon. I don't like watermelon rinds either because I know they're made of cucumber.
Yeah.
That's probably why you love watermelon rinds.
Yeah. I love what it's my favorite bit of the watermelon, the rind.
I know
because it's cucumber. Which is
You like a cucumber.
Yeah,
Guess what? We don't have to waste money on this summer.
What, cucumbers?
No, watermelon. We're just buying cucumber for this boy.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't want because cucumber's the wrong texture. If I could just eat the outside of the cucumber, not the foul, wet middle innards. That would be great.
Middle innards. It's so gross. Well, like, what a horrible.
Jackson.
And zucchini. Blech.
I don't mind zucchini, but
zucchini is just a slimy cucumber.
Mm.
Zucchini is a wonderful addition to anything. I love a zoodle, personally.
No. I like a zoodle. Zucchini on pizza. A zizza. Big fan.
Ah.
And that might be because, you know, when I was a kid, my dad would just, like, make fucked up pizzas because he was like, this is a method of getting stuff into my kids, like food into my kids. So like carrot pizza and stuff is what I would have a bunch as a kid.
I remember once going to one of my parents' hippie friend's house and they had broccoli pizza and little child me was like, oh, this is illegal.
This is actually not pizza. Don't tell anyone you did this. You'll
I'm calling
trouble.
The cops.
My favorite childhood pizza. So when I lived in the Northern Territory, there was a New Zealand family that lived across the way. And they did tinned spaghetti pizza. Mm. Oh, my God. Yum. As a kid, like, it blew my mind that something could be that delicious. Because, I mean, it's literally just like tinned spaghetti and cheese. But holy shit.
On a bread.
On a bread. Yeah, exactly. Fuck. I love me.
It's
yeah.
good to spice up vessels. I personally love a souvlaki pizza. Like a lamb with tzatziki.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am salivating.
Pizza's, it's great because...
I like both of those as an adult.
Yeah.
But I'll go for like a leftover bolognese rather than like a tinned.
Oh, yeah. Leftover bolognese pizza.
Leftover bolognese on a pizza. Have you guys... I used to order that to the old studio a lot and Zama would make fun of me.
I remember that.
It was good. I tried some.
Yeah, Cass had some. You guys... But then I think it was like Adam and Zama would just be like, this is a heinous food crime.
I think it's allowed if it's within one culture's food, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
You got pizza, you got spaghetti, why not spaghetti pizza? That's fine.
I think the inventors of both of those things definitely tried that.
Yeah,
at least once.
Exactly. And thank God there is somebody out there innovating with food. And
oh, I got a ravioli pizza.
Oh! Whoa!
Is that a calzone or is it...
Well, it depends.
No, you put... If you fold it, you've just made a calzone. But if you, instead of putting like a spag bowl, put a rav bowl on top of a pizza.
What?
It's heinous. but it might be good.
It feels... What fucks me up about it is I'm like, I don't like that there's a packet of flavor on top of a larger flavor, which is crazy, but that is what is happening in my head. I'm like, bad.
You would just get spread the mouthful
flavor
of,
out.
Yeah.
But you like, they'll be, because they're little packets.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's why it sounds bad, is because on pizza, you just want even flavor the whole time, so every bite is delicious.
Yeah.
But it's still got pasta at some point, and that's just like a spag bowl pizza.
Yeah, but ravioli pizza, you'd have to have it like chockers full of ravioli.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's good.
Well, maybe if you could do a thing where it's like not sewn together, but like it's like...
But like you place it so gently and so geometrically that at any point you're getting a bite of sweet, sweet ravioli in it.
Yeah, and pizza.
Well, you would definitely need to like really glue it together with a lot of cheese. I am happy to try.
Always am.
Yeah, oh,
I'm
yeah.
really happy to try this pizza. I'm not going to make one.
No,
I'll make
that
one.
That sounds like so much effort, but I'll eat it.
What about? I'll make one. Let's food crime it when we can be back in a room together.
What about this? What if we make a ravioli, but with like a slice of pizza in it? No other innards, just one slice of pizza inside a big ravioli that you eat with a knife and fork, I guess.
So you want to boil something that has pizza in it.
Boiled pizza.
Yummo. I once had a pie with a pizza crust, like a pizza topping.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that sounds good.
You know, like a meat pie.
Yeah.
But then on the top was pizza.
Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. That sounds
good. It was real good. It was another food crime, but I was happy to be a part of it. I was happy to break the law.
Most things you can apply cheese to and you will improve them. Most things.
Yeah.
Most hot
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I would sometimes put cheese. I would just grate cheese onto, like, if I had, like, chicken breast for dinner, like, I just grate cheese on top of that. Loved it. Delicious.
That's fun.
Yeah. I, with a big, not dumpling. What were we saying before?
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
The Italian dumpling.
Yeah. What? Would it be full of air as well? Like, is it the kind of thing where... Because when I imagine us cutting it open... Knife goes in, air comes out.
No.
No.
Have you... So you've not made dumplings or ravioli
I
before?
Have not, no.
So it's pretty much like the pasta itself or whatever dumplings are made of. I think it's whatever flour and water combo.
Yeah.
And whatever name you've given the flour water combo. You put the thing in the middle and then you sort of either will fold it over the top and then squish it with a fork so there isn't anything else aside from air in there, or you'll pinch it together at the top. So you mold around whatever the filling is. Mm. So when you're talking about a ravioli, I'm imagining something that is quite comically a big triangle with little frills at the top.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like pizza, but instead of cheese on top, or in addition to cheese on top, it's ravioli pasta sheets. That sounds all right.
You'd have to use a big lasagna sheet.
Yes.
It's so big.
That sounds
good. I
think
we should try it, actually.
Yeah, I think it'd be amazing.
Let's do some food crimes.
Exactly.
Food crimes. I reckon it would be a sheet below, a sheet above, and then you just use a fork to press all the sides.
Yeah.
It would be a triangle with little frills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've got one of the rollers that make the frills as well.
Oh, my God. Fancy.
And then...
Yeah, well, we're WOG, so like that just has been in the drawer forever.
That's fair. Could we, extend it and get, you know, a couple of different layers to this? So instead of one big slice of pizza, we make lots of little slices of pizza, about, you know, yay big.
Oh.
Baby pizza, yeah.
Baby pizza.
Yeah.
And we wrap them. We make little fettuccine, not fettuccine, ravioli.
Ravioli.
Yep.
And then we make a bolognese sauce.
Ooh.
And so we have little pizza, raviolis in a bolognese.
Yum.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
that does sound quite nice.
Yum. Mm. I also think go one step further. Grab your little pizza raviolis. Mm-hmm. Grab some tubi pasta. Chuck that all in a pan.
Yes.
Cover that in sauce. Cover that in cheese. Bung it in the oven. You've got a pizza ravioli ziti.
Oh!
And then take it out, slice it up, put it on a pizza.
Pizza.
Oh!
Yep.
The circle of life.
Do you think you would be able to taste, like, what would you be tasting? Like, what?
Tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be red. You would taste the flavor of red sauce.
Yeah, Which is good. That's a good flavor.
Oh, it's a good flavor. You'd have to, so I reckon, what toppings are we using? Because bolognese, it's, you know. Are we doing a red sauce one? Are we doing the dairy one?
I was imagining a red sauce one, and I was imagining the pizza like a classic, like a almost like an American cheese salami.
I was imagining
a
salami, something with a bit of spice on it to sort of cut through the other meat.
That sounds. We got to do this. We got to make this happen.
Yeah,
we have to.
Hey, why in my head can I imagine rolling a condom over a cucumber?
Because usually in high school, they get you to practice rolling it over something. Found out, apparently some
did
high school...
Did we do that?
No.
Did our high school do that? Our high school didn't
do that.
The health
teacher did it in front of us on a wooden penis.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
So our class was apparently meant to have bananas to practice on, and then the teacher...
But then the monkey got loose in the school again.
No, the teacher... We had a student teacher at the time, and she was asserting her... like power and stuff, which is, it's good because we were annoying. And she was like, you guys have not shown that you are responsible enough to handle bananas. You will get into groups and one of you will have to hold your fingers up and be the penis. And I remember being like, that seems worse.
Yeah.
I was the penis.
And covered in lube.
I was just like you just hold your two fingers up. You're like, I'll be the penis.
Just like a penis. Like,
just like a penis.
Like a penis.
That's exactly the same. I think it's good to not have the most accurate item that you can to practice something that will impact your health and safety.
Yeah, oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yep.
We don't want to waste the bananas. Because, like, you're not eating those bananas afterwards, right? Like, if you roll a condom onto them.
They taste condom-y.
Well, what if you use flavored
Well, that's
ones?
Where you get... the word condiment from.
Also, they wouldn't taste, if you're eating the peel, maybe. You don't peel
yeah,
the
you take the
roll
peel.
Condom on.
It'd be fine. I like the idea they just wash and put them back in the canteen. Yeah, yeah. our school, our science department was shocking at our high school. Mm. I'm sure I've told this story before, but my biology class, when I was maybe 16, had to dissect rats.
I remember.
Yeah. And so we had to dissect rats and we were like, well, that's just part of life.
Yeah.
And then the rats that we had been frozen and then thawed, but thawed for too long.
Oh, no.
So they smelt foul.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't handle it. I was like, and the teacher said, they were like, if you get uncomfortable, you're more than welcome to leave. Yeah. So after about 5 minutes of being in that room, I joined the masses of the class and was like, no, sorry, this is foul. And so we're sitting at the front of the classroom just getting fresh air. And after about 5 minutes, not a long period, one of the girls from my class sprints out of the room and starts vomiting like in a bush.
Oh.
And we like went to go comfort her. We were like, yeah, that smells really bad. We can't believe you've lasted that long. Like it's really foul in there. And she's like, no, the rats were pregnant.
Oh, God.
And so they had dissected a rat and found all these rat fetuses in it.
Jesus.
Which no one was expecting.
That's, wow. Because I remember...
And that's our high school's biology department to a T.
That's crazy. Because I remember we had to dissect rats. I don't really remember doing it. And bull's hearts. But I don't remember doing that either.
I remember the eyeball. We got to dissect a bull's eyeball or a cow's eyeball.
Yeah.
And mine was also too old, and they were like, you can press on the cornea, and it's really strong. It's surprisingly strong for what it is. You won't be able to, with, like, finger pressure, break it. And I touched it, and mine disintegrated. Yeah. We were not getting fresh animal parts.
That's so grotesque.
Yeah, what's the purpose of animal dissection? I know
to
it's
see the inside.
Yeah, to be like...
But we've got a lot of technology now where you... don't need to.
Yeah, but Cass, this was 15 years ago.
You had to see what guts were, I guess, of a rat specifically.
Yeah, well, we couldn't dissect a man.
Yeah. Next best thing is a rat.
Well, Cass, that's how we learned how insides work to begin with. Like, what's his face? Was just stealing corpses I'm going to cut him up
inside.
And see what's in.
Having a butcher's.
And I think we're beyond that now.
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah, I don't know.
Why not go to that section of the museum where they've got all the different body parts donated to science so you can actually see it inside of a human? But, you know, they'll put the things that make liquid hard, like, so you can see the entire nervous system or the entire blood vessels.
Yeah.
That's so much more useful.
I don't know. I guess they were like, maybe you want to see it in practice? You want
to
get sense of
it? I think it was to see if you could get comfortable dissecting something, because I think in science that's a big part
of it. For sure. They're like, if you're going into science, you're going to be cutting shit open and killing rats or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, but why wouldn't you do that once it stopped being in a mandatory class?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. But bullseyes were compulsory.
Yeah.
We did bullseyes,
and I think a heart was compulsory.
Yeah.
The rat was for an elective class.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We didn't even get, you know, you're talking about the penis finger condom thing.
Mm.
We didn't even get to do that. What happened to us is that the health teacher had like a wooden, like a phallus, basically. It was just like a...
It's like tube. One of those things you get from Bali as a joke.
I've got one of those.
Yeah. Everyone's got one of those.
I got given it as a gift because they were like, you love penis. And I was like, I do.
It is
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah, cheers.
And then my mum kept hiding it because she hated looking at it in my room. and she was like, it's an ashtray.
Yeah.
And she would like just place it behind other things because she was like, I don't want to see it and guests don't want to see it. And I'm like, guests aren't coming into my bedroom, yeah. Mother.
And I'm sure most guests would love it. It's very
it's
funny.
It's a funny talking piece. But no, instead we'll instead we'll look at your naked woman you've painted because that's art.
Yeah, exactly. But no, yeah, so it wasn't even like detailed. It just was like a tube and she rolled a condom in front of it. In front of the class. And I remember some hilarious joker being like, I bet that's her dildo, dude. Which is such a funny thing. Like, what was that? What does that mean? What is he even saying? He's like, dude, I bet that's her dildo. I don't think so, dude. I actually think probably, if she does have one, wouldn't bring it to school. But fuck, he thought he was so funny. And damn, so did a lot of other people in that class. Wow.
I feel like so many of the things in health class, everyone's always already operating at a level of feeling weird and awkward. And I remember we went to see a play in high school and it had like gay characters in there who liked each other.
The Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, and it was played by
an old... Yeah, I remember that one.
And it was great, but in the middle of
it... It was fun.
When I was younger, I really liked it.
I was happy to not be in school because
we
had to go somewhere else to watch this play.
It was good. But we watched it with a whole bunch of other schools. And there was this really, I can't even remember what the scene was. One of the characters got like humiliated in front of everyone. And it was a really dramatic, emotional moment. They got dacked and it was like really solid. And then one of the other kids at the other school clearly was too uncomfortable. So started like heckling jokes. And it was just like, oh, you're doing this because you aren't comfortable with what you're seeing, aren't you? Oh, no. And learning that at a young age was very, very cool because you get to see it happen in much less obvious context as you grow up throughout your life.
That whole experience was super odd because we were there, like Cass said, we were there with other schools as well. And obviously our high school had no uniform.
Yeah.
So we had been pretty desensitized to like getting to wear our normal clothes in front of our friends. Like it wasn't a thing. But there was like an all-girls school that I remember like running into the bathroom and they were like wearing heels and done up to the nines, like they were going out.
That's so funny.
And I just remember being and like in my track pants being like, oh, you haven't learned that comfort is the four most important thing.
Yeah, yeah, I guess
that's cool that you're going to learn that.
I didn't learn that till after high school. Actually, no, I learned it, but I didn't care.
Yeah,
I would, like, stay
Cass
in,
was
like,
dressed in
Zay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I loved it. I'm happy with the way I dressed in high school. It made me happy every day, and now I'm like, oh, if you wear a jumper big enough, the sleeves can be a tea towel. And
that's all you need.
The natural progression of things. But yeah, when people just started making weird jokes in health class, it's like, oh my God, it's that. You are so uncomfortable. You have to fill silence and like keep breaking tension.
Yeah, for sure.
So
just let it build. I remember one of my health teachers, maybe in year eight, like when we were still young and stupid, we had an assignment. It was part of our sexual health like class. And everyone got something different that was part of sexual health that they had to do a presentation on.
Yeah.
And I got the pill, which is pretty easy. And I remember speaking to the teacher, like not in class, but she was like, oh, yeah, I gave the really heinous ones to kids I didn't like.
That rolls.
So, like, kids that she didn't like had to Google, like, genital
gonorrhea
warts
or
and
whatever,
stuff.
Yeah.
And
gonorrhea.
Oh, well, no, you liked. Loathed. No. Oh, bombshell.
Sucks to be you, Cass.
I don't remember
I
what I got.
Gonorrhea ace, like, two-size poster in my childhood bedroom as I was cleaning it out, being like, Jesus.
Fuck. Yeah, like, she purposely, like, gave it to the kids that, I don't know if we had the same teacher, but she... Yeah, she didn't.
I don't recall what I got, which means that even if that teacher was trying to teach me a lesson, didn't work. Too bad. Nice try.
Jackson Bailey way.
Once again, unscathed. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
Take care. You gotta be sexually
take
healthy.
Take care of your genitals.
Look after your junk.
Look after your cucumbers.